Listen, if you are driving right now, I suggest you either pull over or skip past this next song until you get home. I would not be responsible for any accidents or damage you may cause to your car or property. You've been warned. One night as I was leaving service, I met a young man who asked me to pray for him. He said he was going through and struggling just to make it through each day. I began to share with him that the fact that he was still here was an indication that his situation could be worse. As we began to pray, he got excited and started praising God right there in the parking lot. So if you're like him today, I want you to listen to this.
You've been saying that you're tired of going through.
And some days
seems like everyone else is blessed for you.
In church on Sunday,
preacher telling you your miracle is so good.
But now you're confused because you
in your times you're confused because you're really so you may not have a match.
In a gated neighborhood.
In a gated neighborhood.
But you should be grateful because at least.
But at least you have a roof over your head.
You're looking at the doctor's report.
You say your body needs a healer.
But I want you to know that the healer,
well, the healer is here today.
So I think that you should
praise now. It could
be worse.
Be worse.
I know you're going through right now, but I still think that you should praise now.
Praise now.
But after all,
you complain about the job that you don't like. Do your best, working hard, they don't treat you right. Boss is telling you your raise is coming soon.
But this what happens.
With no notice, you're laid off.
What do you do?
What do you do? You've been waiting on your best.
You're still here, so you're already blessed.
Don't you know you're already blessed?
So instead of complaining,
you should thank the Lord,
so thank the Lord
for what you already have.
Because if you be honest today, if it wasn't for
if
Jesus,
it wasn't for Jesus,
you please tell me where.
Tell me where would you be?
So right now,
praise now.
Praise now.
It could
yes.
be worse.
God is not attracted to your problems. He's attracted to your praise. So
praise.
You got at least one thing to be thankful for. Just go ahead and
praise now.
It
could be worse.
The next time somebody calls you complaining, I need you to tell them that James said,
praise now.
You know,
it could be worse.
I got two friends with me, Leandra and Zaccardi. Help us right here.
You're going through, you're testing, you're trying.
You ought to praise because it could be worse.
Don't worry about it, but go ahead and praise.
I'm an open. foreclosure. I lost my house through foreclosure too. Raising three kids on my own, I know what it feels like to be in a worse situation. But I got down on my knees and I said, Lord, you called me out for this purpose. Yes, you called me out to be a testimony.